Elim chapter 29, Mishnah 6. Chut Moznaim Shel Tzamarim. The cord of a balance scale of wool merchants, the Shel Shokla Zekuchis, or of glass weighers. So this is the same kind of balance scale, but now different. They used to weigh different things. This is wool or glass. So this is Tifchai. This is susceptible up to two Tefachs, right? Two Tefachs of the cord. And he brings over here because they used to hold it with two hands. He used to hold the cord with two hands, and when it was being used, the scale. So up to two tefachs are susceptible to impurity. Yada makor, the shaft of a bore, which he says is a small, sharp-ended hammer for indenting millstones. Tifchaim is considered up to two tefachs, and that's what was considered susceptible to impurity of that tool. Yada matzad shel legionis, the shaft of the battle axe of legions, right? The guys used to go with their battle axe into war. So that is susceptible to tefchaim, up to two tefachs again. And the reason being that they used to hold it, they used to grasp it with both hands when they were fighting in the war over there. And that's up to two tefachs were susceptible. Yad hakunnas shel zehevim, the shaft of a goldsmith's hammer. Tefchaim, two tefachs. And again, because it was a two-handed tool that they used to, you know, they used to hold it with two hands. B'shel charashin, but that of a blacksmith, shloshet chaim, that is susceptible up to three tefachs, and brings over here possibly because the blacksmith must keep his hands on one tefach away from the head of the hammer, so to as avoid the red hot iron. So there was the hammer head, then he would leave a space so his hands didn't touch the red hot iron, and then he would double hold it with both hands. So three tefachs was now susceptible to impurity.